You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shemini, and in our Parsha we have the inauguration of the Mishkan on the eighth day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we have the death of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. They pass away, they bring a strange fire into the Holy of Holies, according to one understanding. They were shtuyei yayin, they had drank wine, they were drunk. In their service of Hashem, there was a pekam, there was something wrong, and as a result, they lost their lives. The only way to get into the Holy of Holies is in the deepest, holiest way. And unfortunately, their lives were lost. And after that, the Torah tells us that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine. And actually, that's where the Medrash says we deduce that the problem was that they had drank wine. They came in drunk. Maybe they felt spiritually high. Maybe they were connected. But nevertheless, Torah tells us that a Kohen, a priest, is not allowed to drink wine when he is serving Hashem. Yain v'shecher al teisht. Pasuk says, Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, chapter 10, verse 9. Wine and any intoxicating beverage are not to be drunk by the Kohanim, the priests, Ado Dichsiv. And the Medrash is now going to tell us a whole number of different ideas about those who get drunk, those who are alcoholic. And I want to focus on them. I want to read what the Medrash says, first of all, because it's interesting. But second of all, because I think that there's a lot that we can learn. There's a lot that we can learn from the alcoholic. Because each of us have our own vices, our own things. It might be pursuit of money. It might be pursuit of honor. It might be pursuit of any number of worldly desires. And in a certain way, they all look the same. They're blinding and they are all consuming. And the result of them is never any good. Pasuk says in Mishle, Chav Gimel, chapter 23 of Proverbs, verse 30. Altera yayin ki yis adam. You don't want to see the wine when it gets red. You don't want to see how it creates bloody problems. What does that mean? Ma'o ki yis adam, says the Medrash. What is the idea of it being red? So we know that wine is red. Kiyas avel adam, says the Medrash, it gets red. Red is the color of blood. Kiyas avel adam nido ladam zava. Medrash says that when a person drinks, and I'll add each time, when a person is obsessed with any kind of pursuit of taiva, so then a person can get to the point where he's so driven that he'll do things that are wrong in order to get what he wants. Medrash says, Damnida Damzava, that even if his wife is forbidden to him because she has become, she's menstruating, or a different kind of blood, which is forbidden. Still, that person who's running after their taiva, running after the wine in this case, so they're going to end up intoxicated and lose sight of a real goal. When a person has the wrong goal, when a person's goal is some kind of pleasure in this world or some kind of intoxication, it can be any kind, so then they lose sight of the real goal. They lose proportion on what the Torah says is forbidden. Ki tei makos einoi, says the Medrash, he will put his eyes upon the kais. The word kais means a cup, but I believe it's written kis, which means a pouch. Bakis ksiv, it's written as a pouch. Lashon nakihu, this is a clean way of saying something. Kidiksiv kis echad yeh lekulanu. Pasuk refers to a licentious woman, a woman who sells herself. So it refers to her as someone who is one pouch for many people. Okay, so a person who is involved in intoxication, so they can end up being involved in licentious behavior. And that's very easy to get to. That's one of the reasons that we find that Chazal say, "Araya isha v'kilkula yazir asmin min ayayin." Someone sees a woman who is unfaithful to her husband, and she has this whole punishment that happens in the Beis Hamikdash, in the temple. So a person who sees that experience has to learn from the experience of what happens when a person gets drunk and say, "I'm not going to ever drink," or I'm going to have a set time that I acknowledge the danger of drinking. Yisalach b'meisharim. Pasuk says, Yisalach b'meisharim, interesting, which literally means he will go in a straight path. Imagine she understands that Yisalach b'meisharim means he's going to do whatever he feels like doing, whatever is straight in his own eyes in that moment. Again, the dangers of intoxication, the dangers of obsession, of placing our focus wrongly. And when a person, and it's a powerful lesson in a negative sense, but it's also true in a positive sense, right? It's possible for me to place, and we're going to see a story shortly, it's possible for me to place my focus and my desire and my goal upon a certain negative goal. In this case, it's getting drunk. It's getting wine. Right? Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever that goal defines for me as the means justify the ends. The ends justify the means. Where I want to get to allows me to do whatever I want. Everything is okay in my eyes. So he says that his wife, the person's wife, is going to say to him, "Look, I saw blood. I became an Ida." He's not going to separate himself from her. Right? Isser Daraisa, Chayiv Kares. He's going to do what he feels like doing. He's going to perhaps find some halachic excuse. Now, this person might even be a Torah scholar, might be a wise individual, might be an erudite person, someone who's learned a lot of Torah. But it starts off with a personal issue. This my son pointed out, actually, as we were studying this together, Moshe Dov. Starts off with a personal issue between me and myself, or me and my wife. But then it starts to pour out into the effect that I have on others. It becomes something that leaks out. I'm someone who people come to and ask me shilas. That's what we're talking about in the Medrash. Somebody who they come and they ask questions too, but he's going to end up giving them a wrong psak. He's going to say something which is tar is tame, something that's tame is tar. It might be because he's drunk, or it might be because he's become biased. He wants this thing to be mutter for himself, maybe. So he says it's mutter for everybody. These are the dangers and the potential, I would add. Right? If a person is focused, he can get what he wants, but that's also true in a positive sense. If my focus and my goal is to do Hashem's will, that's, so to speak, what I'm addicted to. So then, I won't let anything stop me. Doesn't mean I can do whatever I obviously have to find Hashem's will in the means as well. And still don't justify the means. I have to do what's right. In the end, I have to do what's right along the way. Another pshat. That it's going to for sure get red. What does red mean? I'd like to read to you from the Yisayisiv. Shema shekosav yisadim lo shenispal v'ayayin be'atzma yikfaru odam yitoldas tolarta l'pirush yispal ha'odam sheshoise yesh nikar b'fanam shu shikor ubuz yavuzulo. His face will turn red. Okay? The person who gets drunk, his face will turn red. Either it means literally because a person gets his face is flushed, or it can mean that he'll be embarrassed. People will make fun of him. It will come out that the thing that he's done wrong, everyone's laughing at him, and he might not even know about it. Yeah. Another pshat in this pasuk he will put his eyes on the kais. Right, the word is written kais. It's written kis. It's read kos. It's written as a pocket. It's read as a cup. He's interested in the cup of wine. The bartender is interested in selling him the wine. He's interested in the money in his pocket. Okay, so he sees the bartender sees a willing customer, a good customer. He's gonna, what does it mean, which we explained before means he's gonna go in the way that he sees fit. The word meshar means straight, but it can also mean flat. He's gonna make all of the possessions in his house flat. He's gonna end up with nothing. Why? He's gonna say, look, I have a metal pot. It's worth a certain amount, $100. I'm gonna sell it so I can buy more wine. And I'll buy an earthenware pot. It's cheaper. It's only $20. I'll use my profit. So he's going to end up using all of his money, selling all of his possessions in order to get what he needs. He's going to his obsession, his focus on this negative behavior is going to cause him to give up everything for it. And again, I'll point out that sometimes a person is very focused in a negative way, but a person can also be focused in a positive way. Let's say, learning Torah is so important to me, I'm willing to give up some of my Olam Hazeh for it. It's a great lesson we can learn from the drunk. Right? I'm willing to give up some, I don't need such a fancy car. I don't need such a fancy pot. I don't need such a fancy house, whatever it is. I can live in Eretz Yisrael on a lower standard maybe. Because I appreciate the value a focus on spirituality, right? That's in a positive sense. But we see that a person can give up in a negative sense for the thing that he's obsessed with. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rafida b'shem Rabbi Yami Omer Seif Shu Meicher Es Kli Beis B'Shoyis Ben Yayin. Again, he says, person will sell all of his possessions in order to drink wine, to get whatever he's obsessed with. Give up his possessions for his obsessions. Rabbi Yacha tells us a story. It's an interesting story. And again, it kind of brings an interesting light into this person, the drunk person's world, but gives us a lesson as well about what it means in a positive sense to be focused. We can learn from someone who's focused negatively how to be focused positively. There's a particular person who would constantly sell all of his possessions in order to drink wine. The kids were concerned. We're not going to end up with any inheritance. He's taking everything that he has. He's selling it for what? For nothing. To get himself drunk. Okay, so they had a plan. They hatched a plan. They took their father. They got him drunk. They put him in a burial cave. As the Mefarshim say, they put him there to die, hoping that either he'd wake up and quit or he'd just die there. No food, no nothing. So he's there in the cemetery. Avrin Shafim Bisra Beis Olam. And it happened to be that a wine cellar was passing by this particular cemetery. They heard that in that city where they were about to go and sell their wine, there was some kind of either shaydidim, robbers had come, or maybe they came to take the youth away to the army. Parkin to Unayin. So they decided they had to quickly let people know what's happening. They wanted to spread the news about this potential danger. So they put all of their wine down into the Beis Olam, into the cemetery. Itam Yishnase. Now this guy who is the drunk wakes up. Chamazika. And he sees these big casks of wine. Yahavi Le'elman Reshe. He put one of them right above his head. He took the spout, stuck it in his mouth. Shroyase v'yehivte b'pume. He opened up the spout, stuck it in his mouth. Basar t'losa yoyim in benayo les anon azlina v'chazinan ma'a v'avunon ovid. So 3 days passed, and the kids said, let's go see what our father is up to. Let's see if he's still alive. They found him. They had left him with nothing. They found him with a barrel of wine over his head, drinking merrily. They gave up. They said, look, clearly if Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have wine, you got it. Since Hashem gave it to you in the most unlikely place, in the most desperate place, Hashem gave you your wine. We don't know what to do. So between the three of them, or however many kids he had, they established a precedent for themselves that they would switch off days. Each one, each day, would take care of their father, giving him drink. I think that, it's a funny story. It sounds like, do something wrong, get rewarded. But I think that that's not the message. I think that the message is that you can have multiple focuses. You can have different ways of focusing. And Hashem, B'derech Shel Moreh Tzelelech Molichin Isay. The way that a person wants to go, they lead that person. If a person wants to do something wrong, if a person wants to drink wine, if a person has an obsession with some physical desire, so Hashem will say, okay, here you go. And sometimes a person can think, oh, I got what I wanted. And that proves that it's right, doesn't prove that it's right. And we spoke about this in the Bitachon podcast some time ago. So you could have Bitachon that a guy who can have Bitachon that he'll get away with it and it can work. Person cannot be Bitachon that he's going to succeed in doing something wrong and it can work. Doesn't prove that it was right. Proves that he wanted it enough to get the Siyata Deshmaya. But on the other side of it, Abolot Tayr Messiah, I say, the way a person wants to go, even if it's negative, they let him. But a person who comes to purify himself, on the other side of it, it's a much more powerful thing. If you have the same, it's easier to have a desire and a focus and to get what's wrong, right? Our Yetzer Hara participates in that kind of situation out of sof, right? But we need to have that kind of desire, that kind of wanting when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to our spirituality. I'd like to go over to the next section of the Medrash, skip over. Brings here like this. Another pasuk in Mishlei. That pasuk that we quoted was in Mishlei, Perek Chav Gimel pasuk Lamed. This one is in Perek Chav Gimel pasuk Lamed Beis. Two pasukim later. Kitzifoni Yafrish. Like a tzifoni, he will be separated. I think it means a snake. Not sure. But tzifoni is a mavrish b'misa l'chaim. What happens? A tzifoni. Maybe it means poison. I'm not sure what the word tzifoni means. I apologize. But it's something that has the power to, if a person is affected by it, it separates between life and death. Maybe it's a poison. So the poison gets the person, maybe it's an antidote, not sure. Matzifon ze mafrish bain. Matzifon ze mafrish bain misa l'chaim. It has the ability to separate between life and death. Kachifish hayayim bain noach levonov la'avdus. We find that wine One second, I missed it. Kachivish hayayin bein adam lechava. Wine created a separation. Wine creates a separation. And I would say that even a spiritual, this is an important point, even a spiritual goal can create a separation. I can be so focused on my goal that I forget about everyone around me. It's also a danger. It created a separation between Adam and Eve. What does it mean? There's an opinion that what was it that was the tree that Adam ate from in the Garden of Eden that caused him death and separated between him and his wife, created an anger between them, created the curse of Adam and Chava, that man and woman would not see eye to eye, that there would be angst between people, a separation, Yitzhara. What was the fruit? It was the grapes. Pasuk says, it was these that brought bitterness to the world. So the wine has the power to separate between man and his wife. Adam Arishan separated from his wife for 130 years. They weren't together until he saw Cain do tshuva. He did tshuva, and then he was back together with his wife, and he had sheis. Wine causes separation. What happened with Noach? Noach gets drunk. He makes wine, he gets drunk, he ends up without clothes on. And what happens? In the process of him being covered by his sons, so there's a whole story with Canaan and Ham. He curses his son and his grandson. Comes an avid, so there's a separation between them. One part of mankind ends up ruling over another part of mankind. The separation, instead of brotherhood, there's shiltein, there's trying to lord over others. It's caused by the wine. Wine causes this separation. Lot and his daughters, they got him drunk. As a result, his daughters became pregnant with Moab and Ammon, these nations that came from an illicit union. So, what did it come from? It came from wine. And I would add that it came from, in their minds, a positive, they thought the world was over. So they had a positive focus. They had a goal. Let's populate the earth. Right? But wasn't the right path. Maybe they should have waited and noticed and realized the world was not destroyed. Now we come back to our parsha. Wine is something that separates. It separates a person from his own intellect. It separates a person from the right goal. Having the wrong goals, it could be wine. It could be pursuit of money. It could be pursuit of happiness. Physical happiness. Those pursuits, and not a pursuit of a relationship with Hashem, not a pursuit of spiritual goals, has the power to blind a person and separate them from the real goal. And another man of view thought perhaps that they were doing what's right. By getting drunk, they felt more connected, maybe. They felt more spiritual. But that's not the path in, says the Medrash. The wine caused a separation between Aaron and his sons. Aaron lived, another man of view died. The Tani Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, the reason that the sons of Aaron died was because of the fact that they came into the Isle of Might, into the sanctuary, and they had drank wine. And because of that, they were in the wrong state. They weren't connected properly. How do we know that this is true? We said it at the beginning, but it's worth hearing it inside the Medrash. It's analogous to a king who has his trustworthy servant. He has a guy working for him, top of the heap in the palace. He found him standing in front of the stores. I guess it was some kind of the wrong kind of stores. I don't know what it means exactly. It doesn't say here. But he saw him in front of a particular store, and he didn't explain to anybody why, but the king had his right-hand man killed. He appointed a new person to be in charge of his palace. It's not clear exactly why he killed the first one. Nobody knows. I don't want you to go to that mall. So the king says to him, the new guy, don't go to that mall. Doesn't say what the repercussions will be. Maybe he does. So from that, we can deduce, we can understand that that's the reason why the first guy got killed. He went to the wrong place. The pasuk says, the fire came down, consumed them. We don't know why they died. It doesn't say. Immediately after, what does it say? The pasuk says to Aaron, Hashem says to Aaron, don't drink wine. We can understand and deduce that that was the reason, that was the cause of their death. Interestingly, the Torah shows a chibuv to Aaron. Interestingly, there's a lesson to be learned in the negative. There's a lesson to be seen from the person who is wrongly focused on a physical thing that perhaps makes him feel spiritual, but the wrong way, the wrong path in. He's focused wrongly. There's something right about it, though. It's good to be focused, but let's focus on the right thing. Aaron gets a new revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the real focus. Hashem says, this is the mistake that was made. Use your focus for the right thing. Serve me rightly. Serve me. Make me the focus. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the focus of what, I don't want to say what our obsession is to be, but what our true goal is to be. What is the thing that no matter what we want to get to? And that thing can permeate all of the paths, right? If my focus is on spirituality, I can't have a negative effect on my family, right? It can't negatively impact my wife, can't negatively impact my children. My relationship with them has to also be included in the goal of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment. But I have to watch out. I have to watch out and I have to make sure that I learn. I can learn from the alcoholic. I can learn from the one who has a focus, gets what he wants. He might get what he wants. There's going to be destruction. There's going to be embarrassment. There's going to be lots of things, but he might get what he wants. In a positive sense, if I'm focused properly on my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if that is my focus and I keep my focus there, and I draw Hashem into every moment, into every interaction, into every moment is an opportunity to say, Hashem, be with me. Hashem, help me. Hashem, be on my side. If that's the focus, so then everything good is going to happen. Habalat Tayyar Messiah, I say, the one who comes to purify himself is helped. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us, that we should indeed make him the focus and that which we are after, the goal of our lives. It should be, Hashem should help us, that our focus and our goal should be to have a relationship with him, to draw him into every moment of our lives. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.